Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and today we're talking with Melissa Kirkwood with the Sunset Zoo. She's the Marketing and Development Officer. She joins us via Zoom. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's always a pleasure to talk to the Sunset Zoo and find out what's going on. I think I missed chatting with you last month because I was, I was on vacation for a couple of days, but
Everybody needs a few days like that. So I'm glad you got some vacation, but I had a great time talking with Dave, and we really appreciate KMAN being able to keep the zoo in the forefront for the community because we are here and we're glad to be open. And I know it's the winter, but even during the winter, the zoo is open and our animals are still out.
Yes, indeed. And you got a big project going on out there. We're going to talk about that a little bit, but you also have some construction happening leading up into the zoo as well that we should let people know that's going to be starting this week.
Yes, yes. So lots of construction going on all over Manhattan, but particularly around the zoo, we have a couple of projects that are going on that are not our projects, but they surround us. So if you've been up and around the zoo, you know that there's construction going on with the high school. There has also been a recent project that started in the Westwood neighborhood project. It's actually related to their drainage system. So they are replacing all of the drainage in that neighborhood, but due to that, they are closing off Westwood Street, and now beginning Tuesday, January 19th, Oak Street will be closed for a period of just about 2 weeks. But don't worry, you can still get to the zoo. The easiest access point is to come off Fort Riley Boulevard and then just follow the detour signs that are set up. You will go through the neighborhood in the Westwood area up to access the driveway entry point of the zoo, and you still will have complete access. You'll just be accessing it maybe from not the normal route you're used to. So again, Oak Street will only be closed for, they anticipate about 2 weeks. So not long, but just wanted to let our members, our visitors know that, and that we'll still remain open during this entire time. So and our normal operating hours during the winter are noon to 4 p.m. daily.
All right. And it's good to know that the zoo is open here during the winter months. Is it reduced hours right now?
We are only reducing our winter hours by 1 hour. Normally, we're open noon to 5 p.m., but due to just the precautions and the safety regulations we have going on with COVID, we are taking that extra hour. We're open noon to 4 p.m. During that last hour of the day is when we typically deep clean the zoo for the following day. And then we spot clean throughout the rest of the day in all of our visitor locations to ensure safety.
Okay, good to know. Well, one thing we came to know a lot about the zoo here in 2020 was how to go to the zoo virtually, and we're going to talk.
Yes, yes. So much like probably the rest of the world, everyone hopped on Zoom to communicate, and the zoo was no different. Beyond doing business like that, we want our visitors to experience the zoo without having to be physically here. If you're not, one, not comfortable, or two, maybe you have a classroom setting or you are doing virtual school from home, we have several opportunities through our education department and also just for businesses, should they want to participate, to do some virtual visiting with the zoo. So if you go to our education page, there is a link that is called Zoom the Zoo. And with that, you will have a couple of opportunities which you can sign up for. One being Zoom the Zoo, which is a virtual tour of our zoo. We have taken our education team as well as some drone photography and some other photography to virtually walk you through the zoo, and we will be explaining each exhibit during this point. It's about a 30-minute experience. And then we also have some other programs. One we just launched this month called Virtual Close Encounters. That is a more up-close encounter with some of our education animals, particularly, that you will have more of a Q&A session with our educators, and the animal will be live with the educator. So you will learn a little bit about each animal's natural surroundings, their behaviors, their natural habitats, their nutrition, what they like to eat, how they interact. Another virtual opportunity that we are still offering and has become really popular is our virtual birthday parties. So if you have a child or even an adult who is looking for a virtual birthday celebration, many of us have turned to Zoom for social interactions too. We are offering virtual birthday parties. So what you will experience with a zoo virtual birthday party, you will have an educator with up to two animals who will talk with you about those animals and then interact with your group. And you will see the animal doing a painting experience. That painting can become a part of your birthday party that you will have as a memento. And you have some other add-on options that you could do as well. But those have become extremely popular during the pandemic, both for adults and children. And we have seen people all over the United States actually signing up for birthday parties with Sunset Zoo.
Wow, that's really great. And that's such a neat opportunity. And especially, yeah, I think more people probably will take advantage of that here during the winter months. Have you seen an uptick in those?
We have. And it has been really interesting that I think we all as a community have become a little bit more comfortable with doing things like that on Zoom. But it does have the ability to keep everyone safe, but also just really interact. So I think we'll see that uptick in the winter. And, you know, I think all of us have taken away what we are learning from all of our virtual connecting. And one of the things that for us here at the zoo is that we've learned that the birthday parties in particular are probably something that will continue even after we are out of the woods with the pandemic. We will probably just keep this on our menu of opportunities. So, you know, there's something good that comes out of all of this. And so we're glad to be able to connect with our community here locally. And then this has given us a window to connect with people all, like I said, all across the United States.
Yeah. So if people want to learn more about the zoo events and the virtual close encounters, is there just a link to that on the website or?
There sure is. If you just go to our website, which is sunsetzoo.com, and then particularly our virtual encounters, whether it's a birthday party or education opportunity that I've talked about this morning, those are all under our education tab. Or you can just use our search bar, but it's all right there. Our virtual parties are on our homepage. And you will see a picture of that. You can just click on that. So we want to make it really easy for people to be able to just explore and look. And you could always call our office too if you're not sure about all of the options or what you want. We are open 7 days a week, and our guest service team is available to answer your questions, or our administrative staff too. So you can call the zoo at 785-587-2737 or just visit our website too.
Okay. We're going to take a break here, our first break on In Focus. We'll come back. We'll talk about some things coming up in February at the Sunset Zoo. That's next here on News Radio KMAN.